Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. We're in the middle of the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tuf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we're starting with the very last word on Kuf Lamed Beis Omed Beis, Sif Gimel. And it says, the Mechaber writes, Ner Shel Shaiva, if you have a wax candle, Shirotzad Lahadliko B'Yontav, and you want to light it on Yontav. Again, you're not allowed to create a fire on Yontav, but of course you can transfer fire, so you have a lit candle someplace else, and you want to light this wax candle. However, it's a long wax candle, and you don't want to use the whole wax candle. V'chos olav shelo yisariv kulo. You don't want to burn this entire wax candle. And you only want to burn part of it. So what can you do? So the Mechaber says, yachol litein sevivo. You're allowed to go and put around it, kodim shiad likena, before it's lit. Once it's lit, you can't do this. The Mechaber writes, before it's lit, you're allowed to go put something around it. What type of thing? Dover hamoneya milisarev be'inyon shiichbe. You're allowed to go and put something around it that will somehow, when it burns down to that point, it will prevent it from burning further, and it will go out on its own. This is a gram kibur. You're causing it indirectly to go out, and before it was lit, you're allowed to put this thing around it that will make it go out when the flame and the fire reaches down to that point, and you'll save the second half of the candle. This is permissible. This is what the Mechaber tells us. Let's see inside now. In Sivkot and Yud-Tes, the Mishneh Berurah writes, the lechotcho b'sakin oser. You're not allowed to go and cut it with a knife. Why not? Before the candle's lit, why can't you cut it with a knife? Because demashe chotcho l'shtayim, that which you cut it in half. And now, v'osel l'chol achas ner b'fnei atzmo, now that you have two candles, you made one big candle into two smaller candles, hu b'chlal tikun mana. That is making a utensil. That's fixing a utensil on yontif. And you're not allowed to do that. U'lechotcho ayidei or, so let's go cut it with fire, and you'll burn it in half, kodem hadlaka, before you start lighting it, the mut l'kuliyaba, that would be allowed, ukid l'kaman in sivches, however, ain't a rotza, he doesn't want to do that. Why? Because now he's going to have both candles lit. Ki kavanaso, she yishor lo chatichas ner lahadlik, od pamacheres. He doesn't want both of them to be lit now, he only wants one of them to be lit. If he burns it in half, so then he's going to have both halves lit, and he doesn't want that. Or if he goes and cuts it in half by lighting it, then both halves will stay lit. And he'll be left with nothing and won't accomplish what he wanted to do. So therefore, he doesn't have much of a choice except before it's lit, Sivkot and Chof, before he lights this wax candle, the apple gav the kaim alon besimin shilam adala sivchav beis the gram kibui sharui. Even though we've learned previously in Hilchos Shabbos that to cause something to go out is allowed, that's only hainu sham over there in Hilchos Shabbos sheino nogeya b'davar adol. Like you're putting something else in the path of the fire, that it's called gram kibui that you're allowed to do. But here, and he says ayin sham, go back and look at those halachas over there. Avol kan in our case nogeya b'shaiva, he's holding on to the wax. Shemuchen is kula ladloka. The whole wax candle is prepared to be lit. So even though he hasn't lit it yet, he can't go and necessarily do gram kibui. Therefore, v'lokein, bein shechotech osa umekatsra, whether he goes and he cuts it in some way and shortens it, or bein sheosa ezadova sviva, or he goes and puts something around it, sheyichbe hapsilo kishetagil hasham, put something around it, so when the fire reaches to that point, it will go out, that would be osur. Zeu svaras ha-mechaber. That is the reasoning of the Mechaber. So if it's lit, the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to do this, either by actually going and burning it, cutting it in some way, or even by putting something around it. If it's lit, you're not allowed to do this. It would be osur. The issue foot number 20 brings down, this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, King Kosovo Chazon Ish, La Halacha, he passes this way, Bimation Hesina, Saner Bechol, if you put it into, let's say, sand, and that's how it will go out when it reaches that point, Nechsheves, Kamoda, Mechitza, Ben Hashem, Lapsila, that's no different than if you made some sort of a separation between the oil and the wick, and that would be considered an actual kibui. And that's why the Mechaber insists that it can't be lit at that time. That's the svar of the Mechaber. However, Avokama Achronim, you can see this in the Sharetzion, Otschav Dalid, he brings down the name of the Bat, the Zarishmul, the Tazim, the Gavram, the Gro, and the Yerabo, all of them hold that they disagree with the Mechaber over here. Cholkin Alzeh, Usfirulhu, they hold, Da'afilu li'achar shedlika, even after it's lit, Gamke Mortu Litein Dovra Manea Milasar, if you're allowed to go put something like the stick it in the sand, that will prevent it from burning down further. Me'achar she'eda osa ma'isa beguf, since you're not doing anything over here in the actual guf of the candle, beguf dover hanidlak, in the body of the wax candle. You're just putting something there to prevent it from going down further. So all of these achronim disagree with the strict interpretation of the mechaber that you're only allowed to do this if it's before it's been lit. They hold you're allowed to do this even after it's been lit. Sivkot and Chafalet, the Mishnah Berurah says further, Kigon, for example, what's the idea of putting something there? Kigon Shiitin Svivo Chol Ukai Gadda. Let's say you stick the candle into sand, and therefore the sand is halfway covering it up and will prevent the flame from burning down. Then likewise, the Mutta Litchovo Solito Chol Tichuach. You could put it into sand that is loose sand, Binyan Shein Bo Mishum Asiyas Guma, that won't make a hole in the ground. Because if you're making a hole in the sand and it's not loose sand, that would not be allowed. Kamosh Kosov and Simon Tav Tzadiches and Siv Tezayin and Mishnah Berurah over there, Kidei Shigiagia Lachol Yichbe. Because that is allowed in this situation where you're not making a hole in the ground. According to those achronim, the davar hamoneya mutar litein afilu acharad locha. According to all those achronim we just brought down in the previous sif, katan, that you're allowed to go and do this even after it's lit. Yemutar litchov oso b'chol afilu acharad locha. Then you can also put it into this dirt. Into the sand after it's been lit. Avolo yaniya chaner, but you're not allowed to go put the ner into something called bitzavringel. This tzavringel, it says in the Tirgum at the bottom, is min mahadek. It's something that clips things together. It says it calls it clips and laws. Halofes is apsila umechaba haesh ba'agielav. It would somehow prevent the fire from going beyond it. It's some sort of a tong or some sort of a clip that you're going to put all around the candle that will prevent the flame from going down. So you're lo yaniachane. You're not allowed to put the candle in such a clip after it's been lit. Or to somehow attach it to the wall that it will go out when it reaches that point, because they have a kilu chodich kaner. That's no different than actually cutting it off. According to this understanding, this version of the mechaber, or even the achronim that are mekel to do it after it's lit, that's not allowed. Why? Because you're doing something directly to the candle to make it go out faster, and have a bichlal mechaber that would be included in kibui. Now we go to the Bir Halacha. Chofetz Chaim in Dibra Maskel Dover Hamoneah Milisarif says that, look in the Mishnah Berurah, we just did that. He said you can put it into the sand, but he brings down, what about putting it into water? Linyan letochavo letoch mayim. So he brings down from the Taz. The Taz says, yes, you can even put it into water. So you put the candle into a cup of water, and when it reaches down to the point where it hits the water, the candle will go out. However, the Chemin Moshe disagrees. He says, that's not preventing it from burning, that's actually putting it out. And he brings that as well. The Chayyadr says this, and unless there's a special tzorech, as well as it's Yontav Sheni Shogolius, he wouldn't allow it. And he brings down the Graz, also doesn't allow it. He says it goes Kineged HaPoskim, and he says he'd only allow it under tzorech Godo, under very extenuating circumstances, great need. Now we go to the Ramah. We had alluded to this Ramah in yesterday's share, and we'll see it today now what we meant. Hagod, the Ramah says, V'yesh matirin, there are those that permit you, lachtoch ner shol shayva bu'ur, that they allow you to go and cut this candle in half with some sort of a flame, which means, the hainu, shemadlikim gam lemato kidei lekatzra, that you light it at the bottom in order to go and shorten it, v'chein noagim, and you're allowed to do so in this fashion. However, avol ayidei sakin, even using a knife, this opinion says, is not allowed, is awesome. He brings this down in the Hagos Maimonios, and as well the Mordechai and Tosos. Now, what's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chav Beis, Hainu, Afilu Achar Hadlocha. This opinion, the Ramah, is even after it's been lit. And why does he allow it? The Taimam, the Ad Kan Lo Asu Mishum Mechabe, Ela B'Mistapik Min Hashemen. Where we had a problem when it was already lit was when you're actually taking out some of the oil Shebaner, that's in the lamp, b'shoah shudolek, when it's already lit. And further, umishum shebishoah shemistabek macha oro kitzas. And when you take out some of that oil in that lamp, you're actually weakening the light at the same time. As opposed to with a wax candle, mashein kein b'ner shol shayva, when you're dealing with a wax candle, and you're doing something to the bottom of it, it's got a zero impact on the top. The b'shoah shechotech lemata, ein nogea zeh lihaor. It's not going to do anything when you cut off the bottom to the light at the top, kalal, at all. It's only going to make it go out faster. That would then fall into the category of an indirect causation, and that would be vishari, that would be permissible. However, the issue footnote 21 does bring down Omnam HaRamah in Shilchus Shabbos and Siman Shin Lamed Daled said Shirak B'Mokum Hefsid Hutar Gram Kibui. He only allowed in a financial loss situation to go and do B'Mokum Hefsid to go and do this Gram Kibui. However, the Shaar HaTzion over there says in the name of the Maimon Mordechai that on Shabbos Shirak B'Shabbos Lohutar Gram Kibui Kishen B'Mokum Hefsid. Only on Shabbos do you need to have the Hefsid, but on Yom Tov you don't. The Chazonish Paskin, like the Ramah over here, Shechitu Chaner Einu Afilu Gram Kiboy, he allows it, he doesn't even consider this Gram Kiboy, and he permitted it. Lefiko Chitir. In any event, the Ramah Paskin, V'chei Noagin, we do allow you to do this. However, he says, V'kam Achronim Kosvo, there are those Achronim, you can see this in Os Chav Tes in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the Ola Shabbos, El Yerabba, in the according to the opinion of the Marshal, in the Amshal Shlomo, that everybody here is concerned about the opinion of the Rosh. Yesterday we brought down the Tosus is Meikol and the Rosh is more Machmir. There are those that agree with the Rosh, not only the Rosh, and this is that this is Gram Kibbu Yisaser. This would be the Rashba, the Manig, the Meiri, and therefore they would hold that it's also to do this. Even Beribur Psilos, like we learned in yesterday's share, when you're adding extra wicks, if your intention is that it should go out faster, it's not allowed. If you want it for more light, that is allowed. But if it's going to go out faster, you're not allowed to. We said yes this year, and the same thing applies over here as well. And that's what the Mishnah continues. That you should be machmi here, sha'osir bazeh, that you're not allowed to go and do this. Mishabur says, Sivkot and Chavdalid, and you can't cut it with a knife, Shai Dechitucho, by cutting it with a knife, Ose, O Psila Lahoyer. You're now making a new Psila. You've cut it, and now there's another candle. And therefore, Vavi Bechlal Tikkin Mona, this falls into the category, like we said earlier in the Shia, of being Masakin Mona, of making a new utensil. Even though your intention is not to make a new candle, it's just to save the old candle, but de facto, you are making a new candle, and therefore it's not allowed. The Ramah continues and he says, "Umutu lahamid ner." You're allowed to go place a candle b'makum sharuach sholeit kedei shiichbe. You're allowed to go put a candle into a place, let's say near an open window, where right now the wind is not blowing, or by an open door, or outside where the wind is not blowing right now. You can put the candle over there, even though it will eventually maybe get put out. It's not a psik reisha, we don't know. So you're allowed to go put it there now. However, Aval also the Ramah says, "Lamido sham." You can't put it over there in faru ruach menashe. He brings out from the Mariel. If it's already blowing, so you can't put it there because then it's psik reisha that it's going to go out. Sivkot nuchafei, the Mishmur says, "Rod saloma." What the Ramah is telling us here is, "Shiyachu lishlot kishiyovo." You're allowed to go and place the candle here because right now there's no wind, and eventually the wind will go and be sholeit. And that's not a problem. Why? The reason you're allowed to do this, Mishum de Enoel a Gram Kibu Biyama. This is only a Gram Kibu. It's an indirect causation because the wind isn't blowing right now, and therefore he allows it. However, he brings down, you can see this is Os Lamed Beis, this is the Morgan Avram, and the Graz and the Chayodim also bring this down. And he says it's further discussion of this in the Bir Halacha, that they all are Machmir. And they say, how can you say that the wind's not blowing right now? The wind's always blowing. It may not be blowing as strong, but the wind's blowing. And therefore, they say, that the minog is, we don't take candles from the shul back to the house, like we normally do on Matzi Shabbos, when you don't need them to burn in the shul anymore, you should put them into the sand, like we explained previously, in Sivkot and Chavalov, and this way they'll go out and you'll save the candles. That you're allowed to do. But you can't go carry them outside because they probably will go out. Sivkot and Chavav, Haruach Menashe, because the wind is blowing, so you're not allowed to go and put it there right now if the wind is blowing. Afilu hurak ruach mitsuya, even a regular wind, because the oz choshev kimechab mamish, because that regular wind is going to make it go out, and therefore you can't put it over there. We'll just conclude with the bir halacha di ramaschu umutu lahamid. So he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim says what I wrote over there. B'mashik osavdu diyesh machmirim. These opinions that are machmir. We said this is the Magen Avraham. It's also brought down by the Graz and the Chayyadam. Vehu amogin Avraham, and he says, look in the Mata Yehuda shadochet varv. He disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and the Chofetz Chaim says, laniyas daiti. In my humble opinion, hadinimo. The Mata Yehuda is right. The Magen Avraham is wrong. Why? Mitama b'vor la'el in Simon Reish Samachay. We learned this previously. What was that? The asu liten kli imayim tachas in itzotzos. That we said that you don't go and light your Shabbos lich in utensils that have water in them, because you may come to raise them. You'll raise this cup that has the water in it to reach the sparks, and this way you'll actually be putting it out directly. And therefore, we don't do that. So the Chofetz Chaim says, V'hochanami, here too, in our case, Kivon Shibuchol Shoah Motzi Lios Ruach, since the wind is there all the time, Alul, it's likely, Shiyotzi HaKli Neged Ruach, you're actually going to make the Kli have the wind put it out, the fire, a little bit faster. Furthermore, he says, that which we said, Ha'olam Noagim Shalol Ha'olam Haneros Mesa Knesset Mitamze, we said that the minhag is not to take the candles from the shul on Yontif night. So he brings down from the Halacha Brura, Shaladaito Humutmaze, you would be allowed to do this. Afilum Nachmer B'dino Harishon, even if you're Machmer in the first situation, why not over here? Sharekan Eino Mechavein Kedei L'chabo. So here, you don't want it to go out. Adirabba, who wrote Sheol Lefonim? You want to keep it in front of you so you can see the road. Dimkein calls man the lo hayo ruach, as long as there is no wind, the lo hayo sikresha, and it's not guaranteed that it's going to go out, shiachabe, it is permissible, shari. However, Chofetz Chaim says, l'niyaz dati nira behifuch, he says the exact opposite. Afilu im neka b'din rishon, he says if you want to be naked on the first din, he says here you should be machmir. Dalicha, because the actual act of walking is gori mevadi shichba, that's going to make it go out faster. The actual act of walking, that creates a wind, and that's going to make it go out faster. With this, we conclude today's shiur.